Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, California, Human Crafted Radio. Very, very thrilled to welcome back to our studio. A couple years ago, she was here performing acoustic. She's made it big since then, but she still is giving us attention, and we love her for that. Zella Day's in studio, going to perform her new single, Man on the Moon, for us live, and then we'll chat more about what's going on with her. So, Zella Day, whenever you're ready, take it away. Way to go. Zella Day live on KX93.5. She's back in studio. That's her new single, Man on the Moon, which we'll talk about. Welcome back to Laguna Beach, Zella. Nice
Thanks
to have you.
Me.
Yeah, hop on that other microphone.
Oh,
there
this
for
is
us.
The yeah. one. This is
Hello.
The guy. Okay.
So, yeah, welcome back. It's been a couple years. We were reminiscing the last time you were here You showed up 12 hours early for your interview.
No, I did not.
Because you were that anxious.
I was so excited.
You were just a fledgling star.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what? I'm going to get there in the morning.
Showed up, woke up early, had breakfast with my mom. And then you guys were like, go home, Zeladay.
Yeah, good. You're not wanted here. But you came back at 10 p.m.
Yes, I did.
And you played an acoustic set for us, which is very memorable. It's one of our most popular live videos ever that
really?
We've done.
I had no idea.
And yeah, it really is. Because you did... You did a really cool cover of Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That we still play from time to time. So anyway, it's nice to have you here and playing new music. You've been very busy.
Yeah.
You played Coachella among many other festivals.
It feels
and
like
things.
Yesterday, but God, what is that, like 6 months ago?
Right. Oh,
something crazy.
So how did that, talk about that phone call, like when you got invited to do that.
Well, it was exactly that, actually. I was in Texas eating barbecue, and I was doing a little radio station tour. So I was out there for about a week, and I had never had Texan barbecue. So when I got the call, I had barbecue sauce all over my hands, and I just kind of like palmed answered it and then just stuck it on my head. And I was like, what? Coachella? Oh, my God. And the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. What a great day.
What a day. Yeah. And you must have known the call was important enough to interrupt the ribs.
Yeah. I had been waiting for the answer. And once I got the answer, it was definitely one of those moments in my career where I felt like it felt like a push up the mountain.
Yeah.
Because I've been working really hard on this record and touring Kicker, and it was about 2.5 years of that.
Right.
And so having those moments of accomplishment definitely feel good. And it's really encouraging to keep going and to write more music, because I want more of those moments to happen.
People might have called it an overnight success, but for you, it definitely was not.
I don't know if it is necessarily an overnight success. I mean, there are moments that do kind of happen overnight, like the Coachella phone call, where you're like, wow, it's one moment out of the many moments that I have been pouring myself into this music. But yeah, I guess those moments kind of do lend themselves to feeling like, oh my gosh, how sporadic and crazy.
Well, it led to some other pretty cool shows. You played with Fitz and the Tantrums this summer and with Mike Snow. Were those bucket list items for you, those bands?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about bucket list. I think what happens is, for me, as I'm learning the ropes of tour and just timing and who's out when, I got really lucky to be put on the bill with them, and I wasn't expecting it. And I've kind of learned, like Coachella, I was like even afraid to sort of be praying to play Coachella, because it's so like how many people in the world get to play that?
Yeah.
So same with touring. I just kind of, put it out there, and then if it comes, it comes, and it definitely worked, and it was a beautiful tour, and I learned a lot from those guys.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, 2.5 years later into the grueling, singer-songwriter life, what are you writing about these days? What was Man on the Moon about that we just heard?
Man on the Moon is about an art installation in New York called The Dream Room. And the Dream Room is similar to the Integratron in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
You can go and have a sound bath.
It's like a perfect acoustic space
or
whatever.
Yeah, well, it's an apartment building. And in one of the rooms, what they've done is they don't let any organic light in. So it's only like glowing light bulbs. And depending on what month you go, it's a different color in the room. And then they have two sound frequencies going at the same time, a high and a low. And there's bean bags everywhere. And you're just supposed to chill out there. And I have a friend who went on their first date in the Dream Room and said that it was just this like cosmic experience. And
that's a pretty ambitious first date.
Yeah, it is. Like, not a coffee. We're going to the Dream Room, girl. But yeah, so the inspiration kind of was inspired from that little story. And then I just sort of took it from there. And, Man on the Moon, it's kind of like being outside of yourself, but then knowing yourself all at the same time and somebody else at the same time. It's, it's about love, cosmic love.
Have you spent much time at the Integratron, which some of our listeners are familiar with?
I literally have tried to go 2 times, and each time it's sold out.
Okay,
so
I can help you. We've got a guy.
Are you the sound bath guy?
I'm the guy. we've got a show on this station called Awakening Code Radio. It's all about that sort of cosmic energy and numerology and stuff. He takes a group out there, and I've been lucky enough to sleep at the Integratron myself. So
you slept there.
He takes overnight trips there. So.
Oh, I didn't even know that they did overnight trips.
Yeah, it kind of scared me. But if you want to do it, great.
Was it scary?
There were like weird noises, and we tried to summon aliens and.
Yeah. So it was like that. No matter what, you're just scaring yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So, sounds fun.
I recommend it. I'd go if I were you. Well, very cool. And that new single we just talked about, Man on the Moon, is out on vinyl, right? Mm-hmm. And is that the only way you released it? Physically so far?
Yeah, physically so far. It's okay. Just vinyl. So on one side, it's Man on the Moon. And then the other is a single that I just released a few days ago called Honey Pie.
Great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I actually just saw the vinyl for myself today.
Cool.
And it's lovely. It looks like the moon.
It's
like a white vinyl with sparkles on it.
Perfect. Is that important to you, the vinyl thing, to do it that way?
Yeah, it is important. I think that to hold music in your hands is a very important experience. It makes it a little bit more... more visceral and something that you'll be able to have forever. Not that music on streaming you can't have forever, but there's something about looking at it in your house and having a different kind of physical relationship to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is important, especially these singles. As I'm writing a record, it was important that I put music out while I'm writing the record, so I don't just go on like a 5 months hiatus and people are like, is she even making music anymore?
Right.
I wanted to release these two singles being very serious about them, and not that they're just kind of like happy accidents that kind of made their way out there. Like, I want them to have a vinyl and a purpose while cool. I'm making a record. So,
and will they be on the new record?
I think so.
Yeah.
Man on the Moon, yes, and Honey Pie, I'm deciding right now.
Okay.
The record's kind of coming together, and it's in such early stages that it's sort of hard to say. But Man on the Moon, I definitely, that's a good song as sort of an indicator of where I'm going for the next record.
Are you recording it in Bourne's treehouse?
No, the treehouse isn't even there anymore. I mean,
what
it
happened?
It is there, but when Bourne's was like just living in LA, he lived in that treehouse, and then we actually got a house together, and we're living in this place called Mewtopia. And Mewtopia
who called
is like
it Mewtopia?
Our crazy landlords.
Okay, all right.
And I say crazy because I'm seeking vengeance.
Right.
They are our crazy people. And they had like 30 cats that lived in the yard. So, and in the ironwork of the gate, it said Mewtopia. And when we were moving in, we were like, I think we could probably handle this. Like, the place is so beautiful and the 30 cats aren't really going to matter, right?
They left the 30 cats there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they feed them. It's like a family of cats.
Okay.
And you can imagine when it rains, it smells amazing there. It's great.
Wait, so is that where you live right now?
No.
Oh.
I've lived in LA now for 2 years, and I've lived in three different spots.
Yeah.
So I right now I'm living in downtown LA.
And Bourne's does still live in your house?
No, actually.
Oh, okay.
He moved out as well. We were touring so much that it kind of wasn't worth it to hold on to the space anymore.
Gotcha.
We kind of moved there with the intent of spending a lot of time there and being in LA. And then I think when you get out on the road, you just quickly realize that your first home is on the road.
Hmm.
And, you know, it just changes a lot of things.
Well, however that happened, that gained some like notoriety in the indie rock world that Zelle Day and Bourne's were living in like a glitter filled treehouse somewhere in LA. That's how I pictured it, at least.
You know what? I'm going to go with it. Yeah. It's still happening somewhere out there.
Perfect. Well, let's hear another song from you. Again, we've got Zelle Day live in studio here on KX93.5. What are you going to play for us now?
This one is not released, and I play it whenever I get the chance to. It's called Gypsy Girl. This microphone now? Good? Okay. She's made with love in springtime, lush, where's the beauty mark?
That's Zella Day live here on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. So good.
Thank you.
You make it look so easy, but I don't think it is.
I mean,
I'm not going to try it myself.
I mean, anything's easy if you practice enough.
Sure.
Right?
A lot of hard work.
Right.
We got a tweet from Zella Day News. Did you know that was a thing?
Oh, I love Zella Day News.
Okay, yeah. All right.
They're the best. They tell me things about myself I don't even know. I'm like, whoa.
They wanted to know if we're posting either of those songs on YouTube, and we've been doing it on Facebook Live. Okay. So you can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/KX935 to see a snapshot of you performing.
Thanks
so.
For tuning in, Zella Day News.
Zella Day News is on it.
I can always count on you. I can count on you.
They track your every move. Well, it's so nice to have you. Again, it's worth mentioning you were here a couple years ago. It was right at the beginning of everything for you. And I think it's so cool that you've kind of come full circle and come back.
I love coming back. Thanks for having me. Seriously, just I think it's good for both of us.
Agreed.
Kind of assure each other that it's still going. Yeah. We still got the juice.
Yeah, it's a story. We'll keep it going over the years. Playing acoustic is not something you do all that often, is it?
No, I mean, Man on the Moon, the first song I played, usually I have like 20 clones of myself.
Sure.
Backup harmony.
Yeah, so
on the recording.
Very raw.
Yeah, so it's very different. The recording's much more lush and there's a lot going on. But I love any chance that I get to just sit down with my guitar and play the songs because I think that it shows them in a different light and that they
That's how they start too, right?
They have good, strong songwriter's bones.
Yeah.
So Gypsy Girl, though, the second one, that is yet to be recorded. So it just exists on the acoustic guitar.
Cool.
So there is a difference there. But yeah, Man on the Moon, I'm actually thinking about maybe doing an acoustic version and posting it somewhere because it is pretty.
Right on.
Just by itself.
Well, it's nice to hear it live here.
Thank you.
There'll be a podcast on our website as well. And then where would you like people to go to get the single or to buy the vinyl or anything like that?
Zelladay.com.
Cool.
Yep.
Or Zella Day News could link you to
it. Or Zella Day News, I'm sure, will have the link up before I do. It's probably already there. Seriously, you guys.
All right. Well, Zella, so nice to see you. Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully you'll hang out at the beach for a little bit today.
Yeah.
All right. It's KX93.5 here in Laguna.